Duke Energy's corporate income tax will go from 7 to 6% starting January 1st. And in 2015, the rate dips to 5%. Meanwhile, the sales tax customers pay is going up in July from 3 to 7%. That's not fair, says Jim Hoard with the Public Staff. That's the state's consumer advocacy agency in utility rate matters.
It's just a matter of equity from our point of view.
So the proposal is to knock a quarter off what the average Duke customer pays each month and 15 cents off what Progress customers pay. Without it, Duke customers will pay about $1 more and Progress customers slightly less. That savings may not seem like a lot, but it amounts to about $20 million for Duke Energy. That's also about how much Duke stands to gain from the lower corporate income tax. So Duke's smaller tax bill would be a wash if the Public Staff gets its way. The utility wants to leave rates the same. Duke Energy spokeswoman Lisa Parrish says the company could factor the lower corporate income tax into a future rate case. That could be at least 2 years from now.
We believe that you need to consider rising costs on the one side and expenses on the other and not adjust rates for one single expense.
Electricity bills won't change much until the higher sales tax rate takes effect in July. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.